6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
As part of our commitment to delivering you a remarkable experience, this call may be monitored or recorded.
Ooh, almost, but not quite. Wow. I'm willing to believe that there are clocks that are probably... What am I doing? What's happening? Oh, right. I'm sorry. I'm getting distracted. What are we doing? The actual time is 1930 UTC, and you, my friends, are listening to... The Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, once again, it's 1930 UTC, everyone's favorite time of day, and here we are, Dubious Goals Committee-ing, once again, just like we do every single day. Hello, my name is Tobe. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm glad you could join us today, and I'm distracted, like I mentioned, because there's weird stuff going on outside. What's going on outside? Well, let's drink some more tea first. First, we pour the tea. Oh, and look at it. What are we drinking today? Well, we're drinking the delicious, yummy, super good ginger mate again today. I was going to break out something else, but then at the last second, I just went, no, ginger mate. Oh, it's so good. Ooh, and I made it a little extra robust today, so it's a little extra, yeah. It's got a little bit of that extra sassiness. It's got a little bit of that, wow. Yeah, I've really popped out that apple peel flavor. It's crazy. Oh, that's good. It's so hot, though. Okay, here's what's going on here. Here's why I'm so distracted. I went to bed last night, and it was, you know, pretty warm. It was like, I don't know, like 4 or 5 degrees below freezing. So, you know, like 24, 25, 26 degrees Fahrenheit. About negative 10 Celsius, I guess. I don't know. And so when I woke up this morning, I was like, yeah. Oh, I was actually hot last night. I actually had to take a blanket off of my pile of blankets that I was under. It was so nice and warm last night. And so I woke up this morning and it was nice and warm, and I was laying on the floor for a while going, oh, because that's what I do every morning. I lay on the floor going, oh. And while I was laying on the floor, I turned on the TV to the Weather Channel, and the Weather Channel told me, yes, it is above freezing. It is 36 degrees or something like that, 2 degrees Celsius. So I said, yeah, all right, another warm day like yesterday. Yesterday was so warm that some of the snow actually melted. So I got up out of, quote, bed, end quote, meaning I got up off the floor. And I put on my sweatshirt and I started walking upstairs to go make tea and eat breakfast and stuff when I noticed it was snowing like crazy. And it is still snowing like crazy. I mean, it is coming down. It is coming down, monster. And it is high altitude snow. This is high altitude snow that is getting very wet by the time it gets down to the ground, because it's warm down here, it's cold in the sky, and so this could get dangerous. This is danger snow, in the sense that this is the kind of snow that builds up on tree limbs, making them heavy, causing them to break, causing them to fall on electrical lines, and then the power goes out. And then also the snow builds up on the electrical lines, and so you can run into all kinds of problems here. So, yeah, That's what I'm dealing with today. I'm dealing with heavy, heavy snowfall, but it's above freezing. And so the snow looks weird. I've got weird lobes of snow on my deck rails, and it's just, it's craziness. It's very sticky. So obviously there's no road construction going on today, even though I don't think they work on Sundays anyway. Today is Sunday, right? That explains why nothing's going on, right? What the hell's, what are we doing? Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's Sunday. Oh, and guess what I just heard? I heard somebody yanging outside. So we're going to get snow melting. And that means we're going to get water flowing. So it might get wet. It might get damp around here. All right, there are some meow and yangs coming from the other side of the door. So let's go see what the kitty's doing. Dun, dun, dun. Opening the door. Who's this down here? Hello? Oh, not going to talk to me because I have the microphone? Don't want to be talking on the radio, kitty, anymore. You used to do it all the time. Uh-oh, here we go. We're going into the quote, living room, end quote. I guess it's time to do some kitty business. So let's sit down here and get the blanket over my legs. So let's sit down here. Hi, yeah, come on, get... You're on the wrong side of the banky. Get on top of the banky. You're under the banky. Okay, there you go. There. What's the kitty want to do? Hi, yes. Hello, look at your kitty face. Oh, you're so fluffy. You have such a kitty face. Oh, my God. All right, Peppa. What do you want to do? What would a kitty like? What would you like, Peppa?
I would like to buy a hamburger.
Oh, sure. I'm sure you think you want to order a hamburger. That seems like a good idea right now. Yeah, but look at all the people who ordered hamburgers. Look at every single person who has ordered a hamburger. I mean, oh my God, look at what happened to Dad.
What's wrong with Dad?
He's a bear.
Goodness, was he a bear this morning?
He was, until he got his morning coffee. Now he's a Japanese bear, Dad.
Was Dad a Japanese bear dad this morning?
I don't know. I was too drunk. I woke up drunk. Weren't you?
I'm too young to drink. That bear sure looks hungry.
Well, of course he looks hungry. I mean, look, he just ordered the hamburger and look what happened. This is... See, when you have a hungry Japanese bear dad, do not order a hamburger. You gotta take him somewhere appropriate. You gotta take him to somewhere like, oh, I don't know, maybe Pineapple Bees?
Welcome to Pineapple Bees. Y'all don't be afraid to get up and dance. Just dance when you're hungry, there, don't they? Well, let's go! In my opinion, it's Pineapple Bees. Put up a long way of pineapple. With the size of danger. And you get too sad, so get the beans and danger. All the women wear monkey bands there to celebrate your birthday in that monkey way. Hey, hey, hey.
Right. Okay, so what have we learned from this? Yes. Do not order the hamburger. You might turn into a bear. Unless, of course, you get taken to Pineapplebee's, where you get two sides. Yeah, go ahead and, you know, get your entree of pineapple. But you get two sides. And because you're a bear, and bears are dangerous, you can get your beans and danger. You gotta remember that. You get two sides. Two sides. All right, well, maybe we just need to get down to some actual business now. And what business should we get down with? How about some synthy business? Let's do synthy stuff. Wah, wah, wah. Let's do some synth noodling. Let's see what happens here. I've got a sort of a stringy pad here. Yeah, that's fun. So let's do something. think we'll just lay some of this fat pad down in here and... wait, what note is that? E? That kind of sounds like E. So, I gotta move. Wait, let's get some E going. That's very E. Alright, so, want to do here? Let's go down. How about tippy tippy tee? So that'll give us something like this, and we'll tweak that out in a minute when we add some more subby subs. Now, what do we do with the other oscillator? I'm thinking we get a minor third in there. There he is. And we need to find that note. Okay, beauty. Now let's dial up the rest of these. We'll throw in... Okay, so if we got E minor third... Let's just jump that up to the... What is that? That is, I don't know, that this one, whatever the hell note that is, I don't care. I'm going to stick another one in there, and that'll give us a little sequence that sounds like this. Oh, it doesn't need to be that fast, though. We need it slower. Okay, that'll work for now. Now we got to start dialing in the sub-oscillators. So, let's start with this one since it's already on. That'll work. I kind of like it. And what about this bad boy over here? Give me some volume. And that'll work. Let's get it some levels back up. Oh, it sounds like an organ. Sounds so churchy. All right, and what does that sound like? Let's get some weirdness. Too weird. Let's slow it down. We need to slow it down. And so we're going to clock it from elsewhere. And we'll put it with our pad. What do we got? Oh, that's pretty cool. Except it didn't go. Why is this not going? Okay, now let's try. And go. And it still doesn't work. What's happening here? Why am I not getting my deedly deedly doodlies? It's on. The fader is up. Why am I not getting any clock over here? Oh, it's because I plugged it into the wrong thing. Good job, Tobe. You're a pretty smart guy for being a musical genius. Okay. Third or eighth time is the charm. 3, 2, 1. Okay. Thank you. that's great and all, but yeah, we need to sub this up some more. We need some more low end. We're going to bring in the other sub oscillators, I think. Should that be what we do? That should be what we do. So let's give me this. That's pretty low. All right, what about the other one? That might work. That might just do the trick, so let's try it out with our big fat pad. Okay. That sounds like something. That sounds like something pretty good. We're gonna need some kind of drums. Nespa? Yeah, man, I wanna mess with this second sequence a little bit more. It's just not weird enough yet for me, I feel. So, what to do? That's more interesting. Slightly more interesting. But suddenly, I'm wondering what would happen if we take this in a different direction. What if we're not making cool disco dance music? What if we're just gonna make some ambient tracks? Let's slow this way down. Let's cut the speed in half here. And just see what happens. And go. I'm messing with that sequencer a little bit, just changing that note. Okay. What is going on here? I don't know. Do we still need drums? Do we still need any drums? That's easy to put in. We can. What if we put in just a little kicky kick drum? But we give it some variation. We're not going to do the four on the floor thumpy McThump business here. And I want a little tickety 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 tick, which is going to be very, very, very slow. So let's throw that in. Let's clicky here, clicky there. We'll do a bunch of stuff and then we'll push the button. Wait, I got my little bongo, but where's my bass drum? Where's my kicky drum? There it is. Alright. Okay, this is all fun and games. What else do we need on here? Do we need another machine? Do we need to throw another machine in here? Sure we do. What do we need to add? Do we need to add some Pocket operator? Okay, let's grab it. Oh, here it is right here. And we need to plug it in so it will make a sound. Plug it in. I said plug it in. Hey, when I say plug it in, plug the damn thing in. There we go. And what channel is that on? It's on 2. All right. And we need a cable because we need to clock it. And where are we going to plug it into? Let's plug it into the regular clock and see what happens. And we're going to use that weird little stupid drum pattern I had yesterday, which was a little bit more ticky-tocky, doopy-doppy, dorky stuff, and go. This is the current pocket operator part. I forgot I had that honk in there. I don't want that honk in there. Take the honk out. Alright, the honk is gone. Alright. Okay. Alright. That's some kind of thing now. Although it's sort of boring and weird, what we should do is throw in the other thingy and do some whatever. But we also need something else, don't we? Do we need LFO on the ticky-tocky bitty body parts? Okay, where did I put the LFO? Oh, okay, here we go. We're going to use the handy-dandy bit collider as the LFO. Is this set up in LFO mode? Can we... Yep, we're going to triangle LFO the cutoff, the filter cutoff. Or you need to speed it up. Faster. Sort of isn't working very effectively, is it? We need to dial this back. That'll work. Now, how much speed do I want? Maybe. Let's see what it sounds like. Reset everything first, so it starts at the beginning. Not that there's really a beginning or an end here. Oh, weird. I like it. Yes, that is cool. I feel like it needs a little bit of something else, though. What else does it need? I don't know. Maybe we need to dial in some more bass. That's some bassy bassness. Yeah. So all together now, how ambient are we? That's a little heavy, but... Okay, yeah, no, this is fun. This is good. But if we want to make this a little bit more ambient-y, how much more ambient-y can we get? Well, we need to slow it down some more for sure. I can't reach. See, I'm trying to operate some of the buttons with my feet and some of the buttons with my hands, but let's go down to half again. We're gonna slow this thing down by 50%. And so now, how slow are we? Really slow. And we're gonna make it all artistic now. Wait, what? I should be getting the dokity doke. Okay, I screwed up again. That's to be expected. Why am I not getting this thing? Turn this thing on, Tobe. Okay, go. Yeah, okay. Here we go. Now it's time for some art. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe too slow. Too slow. Oh yes, well, that's all fine and dandy, but I brought us back up to like what, 100 BPM? Okay, so that got out of control, but what else, what doesn't get out of control around here? But it's just not about keeping things in control around here. I mean, come on. But now that I've made this halfway thing, where am I going with this? Should I be thinking about this? Should I be trying to come up with something to do with this? I mean, what do I want to do here? What would I like?
I would like to buy a hamburger.
Yeah, but you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio, but it's over. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.